From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy to the United Nations says an undeniable evidence proves Iran is violating international law by funneling missiles to Houthi rebels in Yemen. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley stood in front of a missile debris on a display in a hangar at a military base in Washington, D.C.
This evidence is part of what has led the U.S. intelligence community to conclude unequivocally that these weapons were supplied by the Iranian regime. The evidence is undeniable. The weapons might as well have had Made in Iran stickers all over it.
Haley says the missile parts bear markings showing they originated in Iran and that they have technical specifications that are specific to Iranian manufactured weapons. Haley says it proves blatant violations of UN security resolutions while the international community was looking the other way because of a nuclear deal. After a phone call between the two leaders, U.S. President Donald Trump thanked Russian President Vladimir Putin for remarks he made Thursday, acknowledging America's strong economic performance. According to the White House, the two spoke following Putin's annual press conference in Moscow. They discussed how to work together to address North Korea's nuclear and ballistic weapons program. The Kremlin also acknowledged that the two discussed relations between their two countries and agreed to stay in contact. European Union leaders have extended tough economic sanctions at Russia over the country's role in the conflict in eastern Ukraine. That decision was announced at an EU summit Thursday that would extend current restrictions against Moscow until July 2018. The sanctions target the financial, energy, and defense industries and limit Russian access to EU markets. This is VOA News. There could soon be a major change on what Americans see on the internet after federal regulators voted Thursday to scrap traditional net neutrality rules. Thursday's 3-2 vote by the Republican-controlled Federal Communications Commission went along party lines, with Republican members voting to end the regulations, Democrats dissenting. Individual states will also be barred from enacting their own rules governing the internet. Net neutrality has been the norm since the internet was created more than 30 years ago. The FCC, under former President Barack Obama, formalized net neutrality rules in 2015. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join members of the United Nations Security Council Friday to discuss putting maximum pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program just days after he appeared to extend an olive branch to Pyongyang. The State Department said Tillerson would call on all UNSC members to work together to continue the economic and diplomatic pressure against North Korea in order to compel its regime to end its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. For his part, UN Secretary General and on the North Korea issue from Japan has been meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Gutierrez spoke to reporters in Tokyo.
I think it is important for all parties to understand the urgency of finding a solution, avoiding the kind of confrontation that could have tragic consequences for everybody.
And with the U.S. focused on North Korea, China has bolstered its military presence on a number of artificial islands in the South China Sea. That's according to a Washington think tank. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this week called on China to freeze its island construction in the South China Sea. China says it wants to settle the territorial dispute over the South China Sea through negotiations. It has accused the U.S. of interfering in Asian affairs. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join the members of the United Nations Security Council members on Friday to discuss putting maximum pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. The top U.S. and Mexican officials met at the State Department in Washington Thursday and agreed to increase their efforts to disrupt the deadly business of transnational criminal organizations. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan said the illegal drugs, TSOs, peddle are taking an enormous toll on both sides of the U.S.-Mexican border, with more than 64,000 Americans dying from drug overdoses last year alone. Sullivan said the death toll from synthetic opioids alone claimed more lives than both heroin and prescription painkillers. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.